From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. The Republican-led Missouri Senate passed a new redistricting proposal yesterday evening. Jacqueline Driscoll reports the measure passed 22-9.
The proposal will once again rely on voters to change how the House and Senate districts are drawn. Voters overwhelmingly approved Clean Missouri, or Amendment 1, back in 2018, which gave a nonpartisan demographer the power to draw districts. This new proposal does away with that position. State Senator Jill Shoup, a Democrat from Creve Coeur, says that goes against the will of the people.
They want their vote to count. They want to get rid of the partisan gerrymandering and the drawing of districts. I think they were very clear in supporting a state demographer.
One Republican senator, Lincoln Huff of Springfield, joined all eight Democrats in voting down the measure. It now moves to the House, where it will likely pass. Then it will go to the voters. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll, St. Louis Public Radio.
A House bill that won committee approval yesterday would impose a tax on online sales. But it's unknown how much revenue it would bring in or lose. The bill would introduce a tax on online sales from out-of-state retailers while adjusting income tax rates annually. The House Ways and Means Committee passed the bill yesterday. It now goes to the full House. A sheriff told a House subcommittee yesterday that housing prisoners costs counties nearly three times what they receive from the state. The state of Missouri has fallen behind in payments and owes county jails about $35 million. A South Korean filmmaker and visiting scholar at the University of Missouri is among those celebrating the film Parasite, winning four Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Jung Jin has directed and written dozens of films and plays in South Korea and is currently a visiting scholar at MU's Asian Affairs Center. He says Parasite's director, Bong Joon-ho, knows what audiences like. Jung says the film's theme about issues of wealth in Korean society not only resonates with South Koreans, but with people around the world.
Regardless of what language it was presented, doesn't matter. And then Parasite shows it's a beginning of the any international film can be very successful and can be enjoyed by any audience in the world.
Jung says that he hopes Parasite's success can open up people's minds to want to experience more international films. The wins are notable as it is the first foreign film to win Best Picture in the 92 years of the Academy Awards. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.